The coupling of an EUV coronal wave and ion acceleration in a Fermi lat behind the LIM solar flare, by Melissa Pess Rollins et al. We present the Fermi lat observations of the behind the LIM, BTL, flare of July 17, 2021 and the joint detection of this flare by STIX onboard solar orbiter. The separation between Earth and the solar orbiter was 99.2 carat at 5 o'clock UT, allowing STIX to have a front view of the flare. The location of the flare was S20E140 in Stonyhurst heliographic coordinates, making this the most distant behind the LIM flare ever detected in greater than 100 MeV gamma rays. The lat detection lasted for approximately 16 minutes. The peak flux was 3.6 plus or minus 0.8, 10 to the power of minus 5, PHCM2S1 with a significance greater than 15 sigma. A coronal wave was observed from both stereo A and SDO in extreme ultraviolet, EUV, with an onset on the visible disk in coincidence with the lat onset. A complex type 2 radio burst was observed by GLOSS also in coincidence with the onset of the lat emission, indicating the presence of a shock wave. We discuss the relation between the time derivative of the EUV wave intensity profile at 193 as observed by stereo A and the lat flux to show that the appearance of the coronal wave at the visible disk and the acceleration of protons as traced by the observed greater than 100 MeV gamma ray emission are coupled. We also report how this coupling is present in the data from three other BTL flares detected by Fermilat, suggesting that the protons driving the gamma ray emission of BTL solar flares and the coronal wave share a common origin. This was the coupling of an EUV coronal wave and ion acceleration in a Fermilat behind the LIM solar flare, by Melissa Pess Rollins et al.